पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर सदास्तुति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। To read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, Knowledge of the Transcendental Knowledge, text number 10. Vikaraga vaya krodha manmaya mamukhashitya bahava jnana tapasa puta madhavam agata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, taking refuge in me, Many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all developed transcendental love for me. Prabhupada's purport. As described above, it is very difficult for a person who is too materially affected to understand the personal nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Generally, people who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Such materialists cannot even imagine that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge, and eternally blissful. And the materialistic concept, the body is perishable, full of ignorance, and completely miserable. Therefore, people in general keep the same bodily idea in mind when they are informed of the personal form of the Lord. For such materialistic men, the form of the gigantic material manifestation is supreme. Consequently, they consider the Supreme to be impersonal. And because they are too materially absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from matter frightens them. When they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of becoming persons again, and so naturally prefer a kind of immersion into the impersonal void. Generally, they compare the living entities to the bubbles of the ocean, which merge into the ocean. That is the highest perfection of spiritual existence, attainable without individual personality. This is a kind of fearful state of life, devoid of perfect knowledge of spiritual existence. Furthermore, there are many persons who cannot understand spiritual existence at all, being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculation. They become disgusted or angry and foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause, that everything is ultimately void. Such people are in a diseased condition of life. Some people are too materially attached and therefore do not give attention to spiritual life. Some of them want to merge into the supreme spiritual cause, and some of them disbelieve in everything, being angry at all sorts of spiritual speculation out of hopelessness. This last class of men take to the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. One has to get rid of all the three stages of attachment to the material world: negligence of spiritual life, fear of spiritual personal identity, and the conception of void that arises from frustration in life. To get free from these three stages of the material concept of life, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplines and regulated principles of devotional life. The last stage of devotional life is called bhava, or transcendental love of Godhead. According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:4:15-16, the science of devotional service, adav shraddha tatat sadhu sangho Tya Vajna Kriya, Tato Narta Namritisya, Tato Nishta Ruchistata, Ata Sakti Sato Bahavas, Tata Prema Vyaduchati, Sada Panamayam Prema, Pradur Bhave Bhavatnama. In the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the state of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By execution of devotional service, under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness and self-realization, and acquires a taste for hearing about the Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This taste leads one further forward to attachment for Krishna consciousness, which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love of Godhead. Real love of God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So by the slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being free from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustrations that result in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain the devotion of the Supreme Lord. The text again, Vitaraga Vaya Kroda Mamaya Manu Pashita Bhava Gyana Tapasa Puta Madhavam Agata. Being free from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past became purified by love for me, by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vudhaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Janame Namaste Saraswati Deve Koramani Vicharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshya Jyade Sikarne. According to the Bhagavad Gita, everyone is a spiritual soul. It's not that we have to do anything to become a spiritual soul. There is no particular yoga that you have to do to become eligible. You don't have to become elected as a spiritual soul. Even if everyone doesn't think you're a spiritual soul, still you remain a spiritual soul. Even if you don't like being a spiritual soul, that's too bad, because you're going to be a spiritual soul forever. Even if you don't want to be. Sometimes people commit suicide because they think, I don't like my existence. But after committing suicide, they find out that actually that's not the end. There is no end to our existence. Sorry to tell you. Maybe bad news for some, good news for others. But presently, in spite of being eternal, we have many different conceptions of life. One of which is that we don't know that we're eternal. So that's, for those who want to be eternal, that's a problem. If you don't know you're eternal, and you think you're temporary, then there's a lot of anxiety about the future. Not only there's a lot of anxiety about the future in this lifetime, but in every lifetime there'll be anxiety. So it's good to be eternal, but it's not good to eternally suffer. And as long as we don't know that we're eternal, we're going to eternally suffer because we don't know we're eternal. So Bhagavad Gita explains that our real problem has to do with our parents. But not our biological parents, our original spiritual parent, Krishna, and maybe Srimati Radharani, that because we've rejected our parents, therefore we have so many problems. And they're big problems, like being covered by Maya, the illusory energy, and having